Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
That is Jonathan Papelbon on San Francisco Radio. And for the first time in his career, Rafael Devers will face the Boston Red Sox tonight. And a 10:15 first pitch.
Yep.
That's reasonable.
Yeah. What time should I come by?
Come over to Echelon. We'll have a little viewing party outside. I mean, the weather's going to be great. Just 10:15. I'll sleep before and then sleep after.
He is going to have the best game of the season so far.
Wow.
You think so?
Okay. Absolutely.
He's going to his mission. He said yesterday he wants to play every position on the field.
Tonight.
Maybe Steve Lyons did it once or something.
Right. Well, he's psycho.
He is going to be playing every single position on that field tonight. And I don't know, Curtis, I think you believe it's unseemly for Jonathan Papelbon and these guys to come out now and attack Rafi Devers.
Yeah, I mean, if Papelbon was saying this a week ago, I'd say okay. Like, you, and the thing that just bothers me is that players understand this. I grew up as was a fan. I got close. Most improved twice at Rivers football. Back-to-back most improved. But why a guy that's been in that fraternity would badmouth for the organization as soon as he leaves, to me, is beneath him.
Well, we have two former professional athletes with us this morning, Wiggy and Ty Law.
Both Hall of Famers.
Both Hall of Famers.
Yes.
I don't know if you would have been willing if the Patriots asked to fill in and play another position. Troy Brown certainly was willing to do it.
Right.
Julian Edelman was willing to do it.
A position that I would want to play, or something that's going to help the team, or if it's temporarily, was this a permanent thing? You know, but
permanent.
Like, no, because
Ty, go play fullback from here on out.
Now that ain't happening. But I wanted to play receiver, so when guys went out, I look forward to that challenge. So you know what I mean. It all depends on the situation.
But it would have been go play fullback, and then actually, no, we're actually going to move you to this position. Like it was two different positions that they had to move, and he said no to the second one.
So it's go play fullback. Oh, not fullback. Now we need you to play tight end.
He really said no to the first one, also.
Said yes.
Yeah. Then he moved it,
and then he did it.
Well, I would say the biggest thing, Greg, and we kind of talked about this, and Curtis, I agree with you, like the older players who no longer are in the clubhouse or in the locker room that work for the organization are still connected. I would say the thing that I look at is not one of his teammates, you know, put out a social media post, and you know, in today's world,
right,
like when he got traded, when he got traded, his teammates was like, all right, yeah, he's just another guy. Can you imagine that? If we were playing, like when Lawyer got, got cut and everything.
Yeah, how many Patriots players?
Wait. It better not have been no social media back then. I was pissed.
Right, but like when the Patriots have made decisions that have been unpopular and the players didn't go on social media, the closest thing you got was be happy, be free.
Yeah, but the Ty just said it. They didn't have social media. If he had social media back then and they did what they did.
They did the Lawyer. I would have said something. I might have been out the door with him, but I would have said something.
But you didn't say anything in the locker room in the one area you could.
But I did say something. I said something in the media. I spoke out about it. Because at the time, like me and Rodney Harrison, and like I'll say it on the record, Rodney Harrison is the best safety I ever played, best defensive player I ever played with, period. But I didn't like him. Shit, I mean, he had to earn my respect.
There's another one.
That was Lori Malloy. That was my guy. That was my brother. So when he brought him in, I thought it would be all one. But to bring him in and then somebody that I've been through the war with, right, somebody that I know and I trust already, and then you get him out the door and he's supposed to replace him, like, of course, they knew more than me, I guess, because we went in and won. And look at who Roddy Harris is. Like one of my great friends.
So I was going to say, eventually.
He earned my respect. I say Roddy Harris is the best football player outside of Tom Brady that I ever played with.
Hello?
Huh?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm being there.
I'm second on the list. If they had social media, would have went to social media. Like, I would have went to social media when we traded Randy Moss in Minnesota and been like, what are we doing?
But I think also, in fairness, you have to look at that team and ask who really has the clout to do that. Like, there's really not.
But I'm not even saying what Papelbon is saying is wrong. Like, I think the players on the team, the young guys, are like, why the hell aren't you just playing first? We would be better off. I'm not disputing that at all. I'm just saying Jonathan Papelbon has been covering the team for Nesson all year. So it's just coincidental that he hits this hot take about Devers, or it was on the behest of the ownership that he is paid by to sully the name of the guy they traded for not enough in return.
I will say, though, the Nesson connection, he couldn't have said that while he was still on the team. Like, Nesson would have shut that down pretty quickly. Like, that would have never, ever happened.
But to Curtis's point, they're going to let him say it now?
Yes. Right. Well, of course.
It's even clearer than it's the ownership's asking.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why I always look at the current plays, and especially in today's game. You would think that, like, what Jaren Duran said, it was just like, Rafi Devers was just another guy. It was like,
yeah, no, he said, I saw him get off the plane, and I was like, oh, well, I guess he's traded. I'm going to take a nap.
Wiggy, but nobody's disputing. You keep going back to that. I'm not disputing that the players don't like him. I'm talking about Papelbon.
But I think, like, I'm not talking about, like, Papelbon.
But that was the whole thing of the segment.
No, but that's why I said Papelbon, to me, it used to work. He works for the team, so he's going to say things in the team favorite, right? But when there's not a current player on your team that even says, we're going to miss him, we love him, you know, he was an amazing teammate, he was this, he was that, it's nothing. He was like a regular.
I think if he didn't do, he didn't do the team activities.
Right.
He didn't do media stuff.
Right.
He apparently didn't do any charity involvement whatsoever.
He was supposed to be at the match.
I think the guys probably look at that and go, why do I have to do all this stuff?
But the one guy.
And Rafael Devers doesn't.
But the one guy with clout, Courtney made this point earlier, and she's right, is the manager. And he immediately, before they landed in wherever they were flying to, Seattle, had the gracias with the embrace. And the rest of the roster, who's the leader? Jaren Duran is in his, second, third year? Who's the other guy? Rob Refsnyder's going to post a sad, melancholy thing like you did at NEMA? Yeah. Like, that's not going
to
happen.
No, and then you have, to pour salt in the wound, you have somebody like Christian Campbell, who is willing to when Cora asks him, is willing to give first base a try. So they did send Christian Campbell down to Worcester yesterday. And you may be wondering how that went with Craig Breslow.
Yes.
I happen to have been made aware that discussion, as apparently things are in the Red Sox organization now, was done using AI.
Oh, dear.
So, and believe it or not, I think we have, Scheim, did we obtain some of the audio?
We did, Greg.
Oh, man.
Okay.
What about burying the lead? It's 9:00.
I know. I'm sorry. I waited on this, but, one of the sadder moments as a Major League Baseball player, you're brought up for opening day. You sign yourself an $8 million deal. You think you're going to be, you're all set, you're good, you're on the big league club, and then suddenly they come and tell you that you're going to make the move back to Worcester. And Scheim, this is in, we have a few different pieces of audio here. Is that what we have, or is it one big piece of audio?
It's one big piece of audio, Greg.
Okay, so wondering how things may go when Christian Campbell is told that he's going down to Worcester during his interaction with artificial intelligence. Go ahead, Shine.
Good afternoon, Christian. You may be wondering why Craig Breslow is not here, and I am. Don't worry, it's because in these situations he is actually less human than me. We have some bad news, and should you choose to accept it, you'll become a favorite of your robot overlords. Our analytics department has identified several human tendencies we don't like, so we are sending you down to Worcester to do a full wipe of your brain. If you need a lift to Worcester, please call Driveline. Ha ha ha.
I mean, that's kind of a cheap shot at the end on Driveline.
Yeah.
LOL.
From the robot. But actually, that's a nice way to be demoted.
Yeah.
I feel like.
It's not bad.
When it comes to AI.
And you can just smash the computer and then walk out.
At first, I thought it was Will Fleming.
Yes. All right. Anyway, we will get to see Rafael Devers in a different uniform this evening against the Boston Red Sox. You can listen to that and all those games this weekend on the Odyssey app and on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. All over New England, and we're going to get to Hill Notes coming up. Ty Law, I thought you were handing Corvus out.
I got to make a quick announcement. Y'all want to do some day drinking? Hey, meet me over here at the bar. We're going to listen to the show. But let's go over here and drink some Corvus. Y'all going to come hang with me?
All right. Wow. Yeah. All right. Shockingly, people are into that.
Yeah, they're into it. All right, Ty Law, he's the best. He's so loyal to this radio show.
Thank you, Ty.
The best.
All right. Every year,
hi, Ty.
Every year, the other guys offer him a giant amount of money, and he stays with us, and I have no idea why.
So, yeah.
It's very nice.
We love loyalty.
Yeah, Ty's the man.
It's because he and Ken both come from Aliquippa.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, right. It's old school Western PA.
We have got to get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox are in San Francisco to take on Raffy Devers. 10:15 first pitch with Hunter Dobbins getting the start. Lou Merlone joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 9:15 for the Mass Mutual pregame show.
And look, Dalen's here. Hi, Dalen.
Dalen! I saw her earlier. She's at everything. She's the best. The Pacers force a Game 7. 108-91 was the final in Indiana last night for Game 6. Obi was the only player on the Pacers to reach 20 points. The score brought to you by Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. So the grand finale is Sunday in OKC at 8. That'll be after the Panthers have their Stanley Cup parade. Last night, Brad Marchand and the boys celebrating with Lord Stanley at 11 nightclub in Miami. Wiggy, you ever been to 11?
No, I never been, like I heard it. About it. That's the one that's open 24 hours, right?
It's a strip club, but not really a strip club.
Okay.
More of a performance.
I'll have to check it out when I go down there.
And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Merlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England, online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Hill Notes coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack. You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We are back at Bernie's Beach Bar, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. And just a little bit away from the weekend for some, it's already started early, and we got a lot to get to before we go. We're going to play Hill Notes coming up. Want to thank everybody who came out last night to Wally's. You guys are incredible. I want to thank Jamie and everybody at Wally's and at Bernie's. Want to thank the whole crew at the Surf House.
Awesome.
Where, oh, man.
Where we stayed. That place, they have totally redone it over the last bunch of years. It's beautiful.
Unbelievable beds. I'll be honest. I slept like an angel last night.
Yeah.
Almost like a went bibbe. Skinny dipping last night.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Pool closed at 9.
Well,
please,
you know.
Please don't, coach.
It's a sure fence. It was beautiful out. Sitting outside last night, you know, just the wife and I sitting out there and, you know, chopping it up because the weather was beautiful. And it's like, man, this pool looks really good. I was like, man.
I mean, I think you stick only to the beach, if I remember correctly.
No. But it's skinny dipping. It's just cooling off, you know?
I see. There's no water,
yeah, I mean,
no water activity.
Have you ever went skinny dipping?
Yes,
no better film.
Of course I have.
Yeah, it's no better film.
I'm not sure if it was skinny dipping, but
yeah, it's a good point.
All right. Chunky dunk.
So before we go, we're going to get to Hill Notes, but we also need to get to Mind Your Business this week, which is brought to you by Harbor One Bank. Harbor One Bank, they know your business like nobody's business. I know who you think should mind.
Yeah. Your I think Jonathan Papelbon should mind his business.
Yeah.
Can I just say quickly, I know it's a squirrel moment, but Jackson, Twitch Jackson.
Hill Notes Jackson.
Hill Notes Jackson, sorry. Excellent job. But he's not like Jackson because I've known where he is the whole time. You need to, like, disappear for an hour.
He looks just like
he does
him.
Look
he
nuts.
Has, he has the mannerisms down.
It's perfect. Papelbon needs to mind his business and not. Yeah. If you had these feelings, you should have said it before Devers left town.
Not even just Papelbon. I think everybody that's continuing the narrative.
Oh, Big Poppy?
Well, yeah. I just think that let a dead dog lie. Is that what they say?
No.
Sleeping.
Close. Sleeping.
Sleeping dog lie. I almost had it. But it's true. Like, let it be.
Okay. Anything from you, Weeks?
Oh, I don't want to do this.
Okay.
Because he's my boy.
Okay.
My man, Pedro, step back a little bit, mate.
Oh. Okay.
Just a little bit.
Oh.
That's my boy, too, though.
Okay.
I love
Not
Pedro.
Really.
Oh, that's my boy. I always go to his event. But I think he opened
up. On the donut.
That is true. But I think he opened up so many cans of worms now because, you know, Big Poppy says something, and now it's like Papelbon's coming out. I'm like, no. And now we got this whole Pedro Big Poppy thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man.
He should mind his own business.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, he did. We got to a little bit of it the other day, but he did go on to talk about this organization and about how he feels the rest of the league looks at it, and that it used to be the cream of the crop, and that, you know, I'm paraphrasing what he said, but everybody was jealous, everybody wanted to be here, and he doesn't feel like it is that way currently with the Red Sox, which is could be a problem for them going forward.
Yeah,
of course. And the way they're spending, you're not going to be paying at the top of the market for these guys, so you should have a destination that people want to be a part of. And listen, everything that you have said and Wiggy said about Devers is right. Like, I was gripping him. He should have played. He should have been selfless. He should have done what was best for the team. That's what I would hope to have in the highest paid player. It's just not the reality in most cases in professional sports anymore. So it's much easier to find a great teammate than it is to find a great player, which is why you – have to sacrifice some of your morals to have a guy on your team to help you win.
That's true, Curtis.
I am hoping against hope that somehow, I know I live in a fantasy world, but that they go out and improve this team when it comes to deadline time. And you get Bregman back, and you're getting some of these guys back who have been hurt, and that you make a run for it.
When is Bregman coming back? Do we have a date?
I would assume that it's very soon, and I would assume that they will probably, because they have the opportunity now. Ken Laird would know better than I.
I need to ask Ken a question.
He loves talking ball, but I would assume that they DH him. I would assume when he comes back.
Ken said to me the other day, we were having an important meeting, and he said that absolutely Bregman's opting out, no matter what.
Oh, that's a given.
I don't think so. That's
already a fait accompli.
Why?
I was shocked.
Why?
By that.
He'll get much more money than he got.
Well, maybe they'll pay him here.
Well, they might.
Yeah, I mean,
but you better if you lose Bregman and Devers.
Yeah. That's why Courtney and I kind of got back and forth a little bit yesterday, because there's no way that the Red Sox wanted to trade Devers.
I love this. Like, you're already speculating that Bregman is gone based on nothing. Like zero.
Well, that's baseball insiders. I mean, talk to Baseball Brett. He will lock that in. I mean, Boris will opt out of that deal for a new deal. That is done.
Okay.
But he's injured. You think he's going to get how many? But the annual value will go down. He'll get more total dollars. He won't get more than $40
million. No, he'll get more. Yeah, Curtis, you're right about that. But especially if he plays well, if he comes back and continues to play well, I would opt out.
Then why? They should have extended Bregman before they traded Devers.
They very well may. I mean, they have more money now, so they should.
If you're Bregman, though, and you're looking at this S show, I would opt out, too.
Maybe he doesn't think it's an S show.
Oh, come on.
Well, what do you when you say looking at this S show, what do you mean?
Well, what's going on with Devers right now and the way in which the organization has handled it, the way in which that Alex Cora...
You think it's an S show. He might think that they made the right move.
Do you think it's an S show?
I think it's a bit of an S
show. Do you think it's an S show?
No.
Do you think it's an S show again?
I think Bregman thinks they made the right move.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think Bregman came here wanting to play third base.
And he got that.
And it's like, why is this dude, running around causing a problem for me when I first got here?
I agree with that.
I don't think he thinks it's an S show.
No.
I just hope his wife's college, her program at Harvard is multi-year.
I hope so, because that way he'll have ties to the city
and they'll have to stay.
All right. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician. For any job, doesn't matter what it is, little, big, they do it all. Call Coleman.
It's electric.
Go, go, darling, trivial bestie love. Oh, it's off to another luxurious bachelorette with the ladies. This time the bees are love. Oh, Hampton Beach, darling. Oh, you poor dear. Oh, do keep an eye on Santo, love. If he spends too much time with the locals, he's bound to grow a mullet and a beer belly, love. I hear that's in vogue there. Oh, dear, you'll have to trade in your escargot for fried dough, love. Oh, I'd be willing to trade in my Lamborghini for a glimpse of Gregory Hill's winning smile, dear. Oh, would you ask him his Banneker style, dear?
I was going to ask, is Blinks open? I don't know if they are. I'm getting a thumbs up over there.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, I need some fried dough.
Yeah, there you go.
Cinnamon sugar is the best one.
Curtis, you usually walk away with some tchotchkes when you're here.
I just got sweatshirts.
Okay.
So I got Hampton Beach sweatshirts for James, Jess, and myself to commemorate the wonderful occasion.
Wow. Excellent.
And they were all on sale, $15.
Wow, yeah. Steal.
Go to Pete Town, those things are $120.
One of the all-time great beaches in the United States of America that you guys have here at Hampton. It's unbelievable. Go ahead, Sean.
Good Lord. Can we get Greg some sunglasses, please? This guy is dying over here.
It's very hot.
Yeah.
And then, fortunately, we have virtually every break a live commercial, so I can't even stand in the shade.
You need to be a worse salesman.
I don't invest in expensive sunglasses because I always lose them.
Yeah, so. That's smart.
You can get cheap ones, though.
Can you?
Yeah, you can.
Where do you go? Like
Hampton Beach, you go up and down the strip, you get some for like $4.99.
Do they have the mirrored? I love the mirrored shades.
Oh, God.
They have those?
They have those. They got the blue block.
That's an ick.
Yeah.
That's an ick.
Two things. One, Talina, best sunglasses around.
Yes.
She's here today, the best.
Mrs. Wiggins, give her a round of applause over there.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
They're taking shots already?
And the new haircut is working for her.
They're taking shots. Shot o'clock. It's never too early to take a shot, because somewhere it's midnight.
Yes. Amen. Put that on a shirt.
She and I talk. She's not mad at me.
That should be a shirt.
I think it's somewhere.
It's midnight somewhere.
Somewhere.
The expression is it's noon, I think.
No,
five,
5 o'clock.
God, it's people. 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah. I like the midnight.
Jimmy Buffett wrote a whole song about it.
Yeah. But the shot usually comes at midnight. Yeah. The drink is at like 5 in the afternoon.
My roommate in college would always love the shots when we were leaving the bar, which is the dumbest thing in the world.
Terrible. Yeah.
But your whole life is like a giant contradiction.
What do you mean?
Because you talk about like, oh, I want to lose things when I travel. The first time I saw you outside of the station was seated at the bar at the Davio's at Terminal C at Logan with a gigantic Louis Vuitton duffel bag.
Uh-huh. It was a knockoff.
Oh, my ass.
Sure. It was a dupe.
It was a gift.
I looked it up. Yeah. It was like $6,000.
Oh, yeah.
It was a gift.
Yeah.
Gift, my ass.
It was a gift. It's
always like overflowing with stuff. Like, you got to treat that thing better.
It was Lucas Vuitton.
Yes, it was. All right, go ahead, Sean.
Hey, Courtney. Can you stop getting up on Saturday and listening to Taylor Swift and shimmying your shoulders? Because I'm sick of this rain.
That's a good point. Very sorry.
Yeah, no more rain tomorrow. It's over.
Oh, gosh.
There you go. Right. Hey, listen, this is Ty and the missus.
What are they doing?
They're passing around shots.
Oh, I can't. I have a tooth problem.
I've never seen Ken take a shot. I have to see it.
You want to see Ken take a shot?
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
Wait until you see this personality.
This is historic.
Yes.
Anybody have a lampshade that he can wear on his head? Okay, you ready?
Curtis don't drink.
So all right, to Ty Law. To Ty Law.
To Ty. We love you, Ty. And we love you, Talina.
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
Very good. And Ken took one, and Ty took one.
All right.
Ken's already drunk.
And everybody here has taken many, which is awesome.
Feel that in your chest.
Is there anybody who throws a better party than Ty Law, I would ask?
No.
Hold on. Is there anybody who throws a better party than Greg Hill?
Well, I do my best. I do my best. Thank you. All right, go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Okay, here we go.
I got to say one thing. Hey, I'm coming back because Ken never took a shot. So I'm giving the family discount. He took a shot with us.
He needs another one.
As long as Greg has me back, I'm back, right?
Take another one.
I'm back.
Yeah, you're back. I mean, as long as Ken approves it. I mean, I don't
know. He took a shot. It's official.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
He took a drink. He took a drink with me, man. He never drank a drink.
Ty Tuesdays.
All right. I'm a witness.
Greg Hill said I'm coming back on Tuesday.
There you go.
Ty Tuesdays back. Ty Tuesdays
back. It's Ty I'm and a witness. Law.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead, Sean.
Coco don't only want to be on my side, though.
Shine.
She don't want to give me a hard time. No jokes.
Go ahead, Sean.
Shine. You're 32 years old, and you're throwing Pokemon cards at another person. It's time to grow up. We're going to ask you to turn in your man card.
Actually, it's a very popular hobby. I love Pokemon. I'm not going to give it up, so suck it.
Sick burn.
Yeah, and Shine's 33, I believe, right?
32.
Oh.
I turned 33 in a month.
You said it was very difficult to find affordable Pokemon cards, though.
It is. Everything's overpriced because all the scalpers who don't have jobs go and buy it all and then try to resell it for a higher price.
Probably also the tariffs.
Right.
Oh, I didn't even think. I think those Pokemon cards, Greg, are printed right here in the U.S., so we're okay.
Oh, they are? Okay, yeah, good.
It all makes sense. You think that the guys standing outside for autographs are losers because I bet they're the same guys who wait outside Targets to get the decks, to get the packs.
Honestly, Courtney, probably. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. They're all losers.
Okay. Oh.
Good job, Courtney.
That's nice.
Shime, I got to say, my guy, the fit yesterday was immaculate. When I see it posted up on social media, I couldn't believe it, man. Looking fresh, stay fresh, keep the Pokemon cards going, don't listen to the haters, and I loved how you had the double team with the Miller Lights. Enjoy your guys' weekend. Go Pats.
Shime, you were double teaming Miller Lights. By the way, I think a bunch of listeners went out of their way to drink Miller Lights with you and to buy you a beer last night.
One of them did. I didn't even get his name. He just walked up, handed it to me, said, "This one's for you, bud." And I said, "Thank you very much."
Fantastic.
It was phenomenal. The Miller Lights were delicious.
Well, we loved having you here, and maybe we'll find a way to get you at one of the two remaining road shows. North Shore next week makes sense because of the greasy pool. All right, go ahead.
It's so weird. People outside of hotels want autographs. So weird. So weird.
Shime, do us all a favor. Shut up. You are weird.
Yes, I'm weird, but I do it from the comfort of my own home. I don't wait outside of hotels for people.
I mean, isn't that the very essence of sport and the opportunity to somebody that you admire to, you know, wait and put some effort in and meet them and get an autograph? Like
IRL?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been happening forever, Sean.
Yeah, go to a game.
Like, well, you really don't get the opportunity at the game the same way you
right.
do if
not everybody can afford it.
And this wasn't, she wasn't on vacation and they were waiting outside of her hotel room. She was going from the hotel to the bus to the game.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, it's grown dudes just like waiting outside a hotel for someone. That's creepy.
Grown dudes going to Target to buy playing cards for kids.
It's a hobby for anybody, Curtis. All right.
Courtney, if your friend was dating a guy who was pissed about the absence of Pokemon cards at Target, what would you say?
End it.
Thank you.
That's it. Fine. Not for Courtney. That's okay. For some women, it is. I'm
it
engaged
Harry
to be
Potter,
married,
Courtney.
Curtis.
Harry Potter. All in on that.
Yeah. Harry Potter.
Harry Potter's like the same thing.
Not really.
No.
It's wizards are so much different than fake monsters.
The best line.
Thank you for admitting.
The best line of 2024 was when Wiggy said, "Is Harry Potter a wizard or a magician?"
Yeah. I thought it was a magician.
Shime is right about that. There's really no difference.
No.
There's a massive
Thank
difference.
You, Greg.
What's the difference?
Santo.
Pokemon is like a playing card. Harry Potter is a world.
No, Pokemon is a world.
Harry Potter is a
it's
world.
A book for children.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's my fault.
Pokemon started as a manga, which is a book, Courtney.
Also, it's not a children's book. It's not.
It is.
Can
it is.
James sit down and read Harry Potter?
Close, but not yet.
Okay, but James I'm saying, like, toddler, you need to read it to it. Not, oh my gosh, I can't even. Shine's so annoying.
Parents have read the Harry Potter books. Jen Hill read them to Brees and Julia. It's a children's book.
It to you.
And I bet Brees and Julia still love the movies and probably would go back and reread them.
I don't know that they probably wouldn't go to Harry Potter world like you and Santo.
I would love to go, yes.
All right, what's next?
Courtney's parents prefer living in swingers communities. She was raised allowed to watch The Girls Next Door with her mother. It was appointment TV and allowed to fantasize about growing up to become a Playboy centerfold. Maybe there's time for that reality check as to why every year for Father's Day she gets her father a new pair of swimming trunks. Maybe it was because she kept seeing her father dressed like Winnie the Pooh at all the neighbors' poolside.
Oh.
No, my dad never did Winnie the Pooh. My dad's best friend is here today, TJ.
Nice.
He's over in the corner. He's the best.
But not enough, because we were moving fast and furious, as we often do, not enough time spent, I was told last night by many, on the dream, like the dream of your life, which was to be a centerfold, which we didn't get to spend enough time on that.
Yeah. There was an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I don't keep up anymore, but this was when I was a child.
I watched.
And Kim Kardashian did a full shoot of her, and she had pearls all over her, and you can't see anything.
Right.
And I thought it was just the most beautiful, cool thing ever.
But how old were you?
I don't know.
13 or 14. And then your dad drove you by the mansion.
Yeah, I was
asking. Because he supported your dream of being a centerfold.
No, he didn't.
Very
support,
nice.
He didn't
Very
support
nice.
The dream the of being parent. A centerfold. I said, Dad, I would really like to go by the mansion. He said, sure.
Hold on.
Yeah, go
ahead. Did you say centerfold?
Yeah.
Yes.
Playboy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
She said she
Look, had dream. Look, with all due respect to Santo, I'm subscribing.
Okay.
God damn right.
You got your one subscriber.
That's all I need. If I get time, that's all I need.
But I got permission from Santo because that's my guy.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
But God damn it, I'm looking. I'm a man. Okay.
I'm
subscribing. Right.
But you know what I mean? Like, the centerfold shoots were always really well done. They're very nice.
Tasteful.
That's the way to put it.
And isn't the thing, Courtney, as a dad, if like the kids that never could have soda at home would go to a birthday party and have 500 sodas?
Yeah.
Like, if the dad says no, then you might have wanted to do it more. If your dad just is like, oh, okay, we'll
drive by. Yo, Curtis, you don't let your kid have soda, bro?
Right now? No, he's two.
Bad parenting.
but if
bad parenting, Dad.
But if give him a little soda.
That started from you.
Yeah.
And by the way, we went to Apex. Every time James comes to any event, anywhere, he's like, where's Ty, Daddy? And I'm like, Ty? He's like, Ty Law. Yeah. You are his favorite person.
Next time we see him out, we're going to give him a little soda.
Perfect.
Yeah, give him a little soda.
Orange soda, that grape soda.
But speaking of kids, your son is here.
Yeah, my son is here. You know, Taji, when he go out and he got a sale Corvus, you don't get the account.
Yeah.
you don't get paid.
There you go.
And he is Ty Law Jr.
He is Ty Law Jr., and guess what?
And then there's
Because sometimes his hustle ain't right, right? Yeah. He ain't got his hustle on right, so I went to his mama the other day, right? I was like, look, I'm about to take a blood test, goddamn.
Get his hustle right, man.
No, because I'm like, this
guy got to get his hustle right from Jump Street.
Hey, that's not my jeans right there, Greg. I was about to go like this right there.
Hey,
take a piece of... While he's sleeping, I'm going to take a piece of hair and go take it to the doctor because you got to get your hustle on.
Yeah,
I do like that you call him Ty-Ty. I noticed that. Very
cute. I'm the big dog.
Yep.
There you go.
Yes.
I'm the big dog.
Like George Foreman, do you have Ty Law 3, 4, 5? 5 and 6.
Hey. I can't say nothing. Hey, you know what? But it's only one Ty Law Jr., and that's him back there. Okay. Again,
right.
We don't do participation trophies.
Maybe. Right.
Hey, Ty Law Jr. Hey. Okay.
We may have that. Sean, do we have Hill Notes stuff?
Hey.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Hey, but I want y'all to feel sorry for me because – what was it, $68,000 a year for your Michigan tuition?
Woo! Yeah. Damn. Damn, Michigan.
So guess what? Please go buy some vodka. Because his ass is expensive, man. Oh, my God. But guess what? He off the books in, like, he a senior. He off the books in 1 year.
Ain't never off the books. Don't let him fool you.
Good luck.
Ain't never off the books, brother.
Watch what I do. I give it, like, my daughters, they can come on and stay. Daddy got you. You still got to work. But his ass and my throat in the house, I can't wait.
I need no more of those, please.
I know, Sean. I can't control.
He messed up my house. I come in my house, and, man, I got, like, socks and shoes everywhere. I'm like, no.
Okay.
Right, I literally can't press it anymore. Please.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's 7.
Hey, just donate to the swear jar, Greg Hill Foundation, over at the bar.
Right.
We going to leave here, we going to talk proper, but when we come over here, we going to curse. And every time you curse, swear jar, Greg Hill Foundation, let's make a lot of money over here while we drink.
All right, very good.
Yeah, there we go.
We're going to take a quick break, try to find a way to reel this back in. Ty Law.
He's a Hall of Famer, man. What can you do?
He is a Hall of Famer. Yes, you can keep the shoe. We're at Bernie's, and we'll be right back to say goodbye.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, it's come to that time, the end of Roadshow number 6, and we have a lot of thank yous to give before we go. Certainly, our brand manager, Ken Laird, and Carolyn, and the entire marketing and promotions team. They work really, really hard all year long to put these roadshows together. Jamie and everybody here at Bernie's and at Wally's last night. And everybody over at the Surf House for hosting us there. Unbelievable hotel up here. And Griff, our engineer. Amen Corner, who handles everything, video, social, etc. Mitch back at the station. And Shime and Jackson. And
by the way, Amen style on point. The get up last night. The
really?
Down. Oh,
you
man.
Like it? Good outfit last
I thought it was Martin Scorsese.
Yeah. He had like a little extra product in the hair left.
Well, you know.
I mean, that's okay.
Can't have everything.
He's got good hair, though. You got good hair, brother.
He does. Yeah. He does. Our guest today, Ty Law. Thank you, Ty.
No, thank you for having me, man.
And, Ty's the man.
And Tully Banta-Kane, who's back over there.
Yes.
Tully Banta-Kane.
Yep. Max Lane.
Next to him is the great Max Lane, who started the whole dynasty.
Oh, hey, Max Lane.
Long before Wiggy.
Long before Wiggy.
Yeah. Right,
so.
And whoever invented the dump button, because they saved us.
Yeah, they did, sort of, for a while.
And Aaron and Ashley from the foundation, the best.
Yes, excellent. Yes. Excellent. And you guys, this is incredible.
I can't believe it.
We will never stop doing road shows in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire because of you guys. So, and if you make the trip, we'll see you in a couple weeks because we will be on Lake Winnipesaukee for the 4th of July on July 3rd at the Dive. So,
hey, Greg, I got to say something real quick. I mean, because I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records, not for football. I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records for...
For most plugs for a vodka.
No, for the biggest shot ever.
Whoa.
Look it up.
Because
right. We did it out in the Super Bowl. We had the biggest shot. My goal is to break it one day with Corvus.
Oh.
So I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most group shot, like the biggest group shot ever.
Okay, how many people was it?
It was a couple thousand. I'm trying to get the stadium to do mine, though.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, so, but I want y'all to be a part of it. So we ain't going to – I just need y'all to go meet Quota because this is great. We got to meet Quota.
Fruit Punch.
No, yeah. Tropical. Tropical Punch. Yeah, but get great. We should do that, though, man. Because I already got the record.
Well, let's do it. You want to do it at a road show or you want to do it?
We got to do it somewhere like a road show. I got to find out the exact number on the road show. We're going to do it so we can all be in the Guinness.
Let's do it at a Patriots game.
That's why I want to get the whole state.
That Brady's thing, we'll do it from down there.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
All right. That is going to do it for us. We will be back on Monday morning, 1 week from today. We will be on the North Shore and in Rockport, Gloucester for the next road show. You guys are extraordinary.
Thank you.
New Hampshire, love. We love you. Jones and Keefe are next. Have a great weekend. Now the time has come for
leaving. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store.
True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.